pandemic EBT, or as it's often called, PEBT, it provides eligible families with funds to help buy food because schools were closed this spring due to the pandemic. And so children missed really essential meals that they would have been getting at school.
The program provides a one-time payment of up to $279 in food assistance per eligible child. Families who qualified for free or reduced price school meals last year may qualify for PEBT funding.
And some families actually would have automatically received the benefits in July because the state was able to do a data match with some families and automatically issue benefits if the household had been on SNAP earlier this year.
Congress authorized PEBT in an early COVID-19 relief package to provide aid during spring school closures. Many schools are opting to start the new school year online in coming weeks, which could leave families in need of the same help. However, Congress has yet to approve another round of PEBT assistance.
So the HEROES Act that the House passed earlier this summer did include a lot of food assistance provisions, including extending PEBT through next school year. However, the Senate version still does not include any of the nutrition provisions that we're looking for, including that extension of PEBT benefits. So right now, there still is an agreement on that, and we're advocating for the Senate to add it in.
The PEBT application contains no questions regarding immigration status, and that is not a factor in determining who receives benefits. Applicants will need their children's state-issued ID numbers. Rose notes this number is one that families may not be familiar with, but applicants can contact their school or school district to get that number before applying. The application window closes September 30th.
You know, we have a short window to make sure that tens of thousands of families learn about it and can apply and access the benefits. It's a really big deal because if we do reach all eligible families, we're talking about over $100 million going directly to families to support student health and nutrition and education and Colorado's economic recovery right now.
The PEBT application is available at coloradopeak.force.com/PEBT. Hunger Free Colorado recently launched a new bilingual website to help Coloradans find food resources.
Things like food pantries, summer meal sites, PEBT, how to apply for SNAP, WIC, updates on all those programs and which offices are open and things like that all onto that page to hopefully make it a little bit easier to navigate. So that's cofoodfinder.org.
For KDNK, I'm Kathleen Shannon.